For those of you who don't know me, my name is Cassidy, and a couple of weeks ago, the Lord gave me the opportunity to go to Uganda, and how the Lord got me there, it was all Him, how He provided, and I'll be sharing that more in detail after the service, but in that, the Lord's just proved to me over and over again that no matter what, I can trust Him. And I want to start tonight by reading Psalm 145. And to me, this just sums up the whole process. The Lord providing and how He got me to Uganda, what He did there. So I would just like to read this before we start. I will extol You, O my God, O King, and I will bless Your name forever and ever. Every day I will bless You, and I will praise Your name forever and ever. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised, and His greatness is unsearchable. One generation shall praise Your works to another, and shall declare Your mighty acts. I will meditate on the glorious splendor of Your majesty, and on Your wondrous works. Men shall speak of the might of Your awesome acts, and I will declare Your greatness. They shall utter the memory of Your great goodness, and shall sing of Your righteousness. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger and great in mercy. The Lord is good to all, and His tender mercies are over all His works. All Your works shall praise You, O Lord, and Your saints shall bless You. They shall speak of the glory of Your kingdom and talk of Your power, to make known to the sons of men His mighty acts and the glorious majesty of His kingdom. Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and Your dominion endures throughout all generations. The Lord upholds all who fall and raises up all who are bowed down. The eyes of all look expectantly to You, and You give them their food in due season. You open Your hand and satisfy the desire of every living thing. The Lord is righteous in all His ways, gracious in all His works. The Lord is near to all who call upon Him, to all who call upon Him in truth. He will fulfill the desire of those who fear Him. He also will hear their cry and save them. The Lord preserves all who love Him, but all the wicked He will destroy. My mouth shall speak the praise of the Lord, and all flesh shall bless His holy name forever and ever. And that's what I want to do tonight is just praise the Lord and share with you some things that He did. Okay. We were in the city of Hoima in Uganda, and it's about 3 hours outside of the capital city, Kampala, and that's really all I know about where it is. We were working with Hoima Baptist Fellowship, and that is the church building. And it's still in the process of kind of being worked on, but I don't know if you can see it very well, but the picture down in the right-hand corner is the picture of the sanctuary. And if you can't see it, it's just a dark room with some benches. So that is the church. Oh, the lights. Okay. That's the church that we're working with. And the first Sunday, myself and one of my team members got to lead children's church, so that was fun. And then the picture on the left-hand corner, that is some children in the church as well. These are some of the guys who we were working with throughout the week while we were there. They're all members from the church. Starting on the left, that's Buna, and next to him is Rashid, and then Brian, and next is Pastor Gordon. He's the pastor of the church. And the last one is Ronald. And the Lord taught me a lot through them as well and really encouraged me. It was just very evident to me that the Lord is first in their life. And not only do they say they love Jesus, but they show it by the way they live their lives. So He encouraged me through them. And they were blessings as well because they were our translators for the week. And these are some of the ladies from the church. And I know I told you all that I didn't think there were only like two ladies in the church. Well, there is more than I thought. And starting on the left again, Fiona, and then Nevius, Vashti, Jane, and Jane cooked for us while we were there, and Esther. And this is one of the main things that we did, is we worked with these six children right here. And we called them orphans, but they're not orphans technically. They have a mother, but she has HIV, and her husband has died, and so she doesn't take care of the children. She is not mentally there, really. And so she does not care for these children. I have a picture of their home, and I'll show you that. That is where they live. It's a two-room home, and I wish I would have taken pictures of the inside because I cannot describe to you how it looked. I mean, you cannot define poverty when you look at these children's home. Their mattresses, the beds they were sleeping on, were rectangular pieces of foam, and the pastor was removing them from the house, and they were just heavy with urine. And that's what they were sleeping on. And they have places on their hands and feet where the rats have eaten away at their skin while they were asleep, and also little things in their fingers and toes called jiggers. And if you don't know what they are, they're little round white bugs that live under the skin. And so we helped, I did not, but the translators got them out while we were there. And it's just a very painful thing to watch. And so that's how they live. And so we worked with them, and please pray for them. I'm going to show you pictures of each one of them. But the pastor is working now to try to get them under his full care. And hopefully we're looking at starting an orphanage with them soon. So please just pray for them and pray for that process. This is Doreen. She is the oldest, and she's 14. And she does not look 14 to me. She looks like she's maybe 11. But if there's any care for these children, I imagine it probably comes from her, a 14-year-old girl. This is Maureen, and she is the second oldest. This is Annette, and behind Annette, you can see the mattresses maybe. They're laying down on the ground, but I don't know if you can see it very well, but it's just really filthy. This is Kristen. And one thing that we did with them is we took them some new clothes, and this is the dress that we gave Kristen. And when I put this on her, it could not have fit more perfectly. And so that was a blessing to me. And this is Nelson. He's the only boy, and he's 5. And this is Sylvia, and she's 3. And this is some of the things that we did. We got to have one Bible story with them. And then also, that's Buna. He was trimming her nails with a razor blade. And that's me and Sylvia. I really loved her. So, and that's the kids in their new clothes. During Hoima, it was the rainy season. And the Lord sent rain and used the rain many times to get us to stop and just stop what we were doing and just share the gospel. And so I would just like to share a few stories about how he did that. And Africans do not like to walk in the rain. They will stay and wait out in the rain for however long. And so this particular day we were walking and we stopped under a shelter, and all of these kids just surrounded us. And so we got to stop and share the gospel. And I used this salvation bracelet with the colors. That was a very, very handy tool. So that's what we were doing there. And also, we were actually on the way to a dress shop right here. And when we got to the dress shop, Rashid started talking to one of the ladies. And to make a long story short, we all got to talk to her and share the gospel with her, and she got saved. And the reason why we had stopped and waited for so long was because it was raining. And when everything was finishing up, I looked outside and it had stopped raining. And she had the biggest smile on her face, so it was a real blessing. This is another time we were outside, had just started a Bible story with these kids, and it started to rain, so we went inside. This is Ronald's house. This is where he lived. We went inside there and finished the story, and we did the story of Noah again, and it was neat because it was raining, and you could hear the rain, and rain is obviously a big part of Noah's story. And they wanted another story, so we did another story after that. And so that's the next story we did. We did Saul. And those are the kids that were there. This is when we went to work with the prison. I know many of you, that's what I told y'all that we were doing. And it was actually a combined men and women. There's over 250 prisoners there. And we just basically went inside the courtyard with all of them just sitting there. So it was definitely kind of scary. But we sang a couple of songs, and then our leader, Merle, he preached a message. And at the end, he gave an invitation, and he asked all of those who wanted to follow Christ to stand up. And most of the men in that place stood up, and as well as two ladies. So that was something memorable. And we weren't allowed to share, to take pictures inside, so that's why I don't have any pictures besides this one. The little boy that you see in the left-hand corner, his name is Promise, and that's also his hand that you see with mine in the picture. And the day that I met Promise, we were, like, in the village and walking around, and we were holding hands, and I just looked down, and I saw his hand in mine, and my bracelet. And the reason why that meant a lot to me was because that was why I was there. That was why I was in Uganda, was to love the people and to share with them Jesus. And this bracelet, the colors all represent a different part of the gospel. But this is one of the biggest lessons that the Lord taught me while I was there. Before I went, I asked you all to pray for me, so that I would have boldness. And when I was there, the Lord gave it to me. And then he just made me realize that, you know, while I was in Uganda, my mindset was my purpose here is to share the gospel. So I want to have boldness, and I want to do that. And he just showed me, like, I need to have that same mindset at home. The reason why I am here, like, on this earth, is to share the gospel. And I've thought before, why was I born in America? Like, why did God allow me to be born in America when there are people around the world living in poverty and who have never heard the name Jesus, and I hear every single day? And then along these lines, he showed me it's because he wants me to share the gospel here. That's why he has me here. And having boldness is not a matter of whether or not the Lord is going to give it to me, because it's just a matter of, do I really want it and do I really desire it? Psalm 37:4 says, delight yourself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. So I was desiring that boldness, and he gave it to me. So just pray for me that while I'm here, that I will truly desire his boldness to share the gospel. One more slide. This is perhaps the biggest blessing that the Lord gave me while I was in Uganda. This girl's name is Sophie, and the day that I met her, before I met her, we were walking around town, and our leader said that the pastor needed one person to go with him to help hold these mattresses on the back of the Boda Bodas. The Boda Bodas are motorcycle type things. It's like a taxi. And honestly, I really didn't want to go because I didn't want to miss out on any ministry. You know, I didn't think that it would be a good use of my time, and I might, you know, I wouldn't be ministering and just holding mattresses. But then the Lord reminded me, it doesn't matter what you're doing, just do it for my glory, and it counts. And so, anyway, I went, and we got the mattress and took them to the place in town. And next to this mattress place was this girl, Sophie. And we began to talk. And one of the first things that she asked me was, can we be friends? And I was like, of course we can be friends. And so we started talking. And I started talking to her about the Lord just to see where she stood as far as salvation. And from what I could tell, she was a Christian, and she said that she prays to Jesus every morning and every night, but she didn't think he answered her prayers. And we went inside, and we continued to talk, and we sat down, and she said, people tell me, we don't like you, you're a bad girl. And so I know, like, the Lord had me there to encourage her and just to be her friend. And so I shared with her some scripture, and I shared Psalm 139:14, and just told her that she is beautiful, and the Lord loves her, and she's his daughter. And also I shared with her some verses in 1 Peter about inner beauty. And the last one I shared with her was Jeremiah 33:3, which says, "Call to me, and I will answer you, and show you great and mighty things which you do not know." And I shared her that with her. I shared that with her. And after she read that, she said, "Yes, I understand." And then I was able to give her a Bible that I had put in my bag that morning for a different purpose. But I know the Lord had me put that in there for her. And when she received it, she was so appreciative, so sincere. And she said, "God bless you." And so we took a picture together. We prayed together. And we said our goodbyes. So please pray for Sophie, that I will be able to write with her and get in touch with her somehow, and that she will just grow in the Lord. But that's all the stories I have for right now, and I probably went over 10 minutes. I'm sorry. But I just want to thank you all as my church family. And another thing the Lord taught me is just the body of Christ is such a beautiful thing. While I was the one who went to Uganda, all of you had a part in that. Like, many of you supported me financially, and I thank you for that. But I know all of you were supporting me in prayer, and that means so much. And so all of you have a part in this, and what God did in Uganda. So I just want to thank you for just being there for me and loving me and for praying for me. And God is good, and I just thank him so much for taking me there and for what he did in me and through me.